Hello everybody and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you an experience I had a few years ago, an encounter with Jesus. So unexpected. And it was exactly what I needed. And he came to me. Jesus came and visited me. I was actually leading a women's conference. And it was, I think, into the second day, and I had invited some guest speakers to come and share. And this one gentleman was leading us, or started going to lead us, in an Ignatian meditation. Now, Ignatius Loyola is the saint that Ignatians follow, and he had a lot of rules, but there were more guidelines to life. And in his meditation, he would suggest you read some scripture and you put yourself into the picture. So you could decide to be the person Jesus is speaking to. You could decide to be an outsider watching in, seeing what the crowd were doing, whatever place or part you wanted to play. And he decided to use the scripture of Jesus meeting the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman who Samaritans didn't get along with the Jewish people because over the years they'd like split in their some of their beliefs. They still believed in God, the same God, but they didn't get along. And most people, if you were traveling around that time, you would not go through Samaria because that was a shortcut. You'd go around. But Jesus on purpose went through this town in Samaria to meet this woman. And he got the apostles to go ahead to get food or whatever they needed to. And he stayed at this well, Jacob's well. And this woman came at noontime, and it's in John's Gospel, chapter 4. And I'm not going to read it, but I'm just going to share with you what happened. But if you'd like to later, you can read the story. And he's waiting at the well for her. She is not living very well, in that supposedly she's had 7 husbands. I don't fully know the story, and we don't even hear the background of why and what happened, etc. But Jesus knows her life, and so she is ostracized by the community. She's gossiped about, and so what she does is she goes and collects water from the well at lunchtime, noontime, time when the sun is overhead, when it's so hot. Why would you go collect in big jars? You know, often they had them on their shoulder or on their head, these jars to collect the water. You normally go first thing in the morning or late in the evening. But she went at noontime because she wanted to avoid the gossip, avoid people. Anyway, so this gentleman is leading us all in this meditation. And I'd organized stuff, and I was sitting down, and I thought, yeah, I'll just close my eyes and I'll join in. Not that I don't join in to what other people are presenting, but sometimes when you're organizing something, you're thinking, oh, okay, who's on next? When's morning tea? What's happening here? And your mind can be, you know, in other places. So I sat down, and I was on the front row, and I sat down and closed my eyes, and this speaker then said, so what we want to do is we're going to be already at the well. So have the picture of you sitting there with your water jar at the well, and all of a sudden around the corner from the building turns the corner is Jesus, and you look up and you see him, and he wants, you know, you're the woman. So he's telling us, you put yourself in as this woman. What would you say to Jesus? What would he say to you? What would happen? And I was overawed by what happened to me. As Jesus turned the corner, I burst into tears. And I'm sorry, literally, I was sobbing on the front row. Everyone must have thought, oh my goodness, what's going on here? She's the one who's leading the whole weekend. Why is she crying? I was sobbing. And as I was sobbing in the picture, I ran to Jesus and I jumped up on into his arms and hugged him. And I whispered into his neck, as my tears are sobbing, flowing down, I've been waiting for you for so long. Where have you been? And before he could say anything, I then said, and I've put the bucket or something down the well, because, you know, the wells that I can think of, and I don't quite know how they did it, but I imagine a rope and there's a bucket down the bottom and they get it and then they pull the rope up and then empty the water into the jars that you've brought. And I said to the Lord, and the water in my bucket's empty, it's all gone. Where have you been? What's happening? And Jesus said to me, your bucket isn't empty. I've just poured the water entirely all over you, because my spirit, the water of living life, lives within you. And I just kept on sobbing, kept on crying, because I had this experience of Jesus coming to me and meeting me where I was at. I didn't realize that I had been struggling as much. I didn't realize that I felt like my water was empty, my bucket was empty, that I was pushing through all by myself. But Jesus knew. He knew. And I'd been waiting for so long. But he came. He came at the right time. He gave me the right nourishment I needed. And he reminded me that the Spirit lives within me. Where do you need to be reminded that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives within you and is available and accessible at any moment, at any time? God can come to you too. Wait at the well. Maybe read this passage and close your eyes and meditate upon Jesus coming to you. Because Jesus came to this woman. He was waiting for her. Jesus waits for us often till we're ready and open and available to talk to him. So I want to encourage you that Jesus will come to you. Go and sit. Go and close your eyes and ask the living God, Lord, I'm here. Would you come to me? And I cannot wait till you share with all of us your experience. Maybe it's a past experience where God, you encountered the living God. And share it with us, because all of that encourages us to remind us God is with us. He has not left us alone. He walks with us on our journey of life. May this encourage you. Thanks for listening.